2 Peter chapter 1. And I consider it the right thing to do, so long as I am in this earthly tabernacle, to help you to remember the things that he had taught them about Jesus. Knowing that the putting off of my earthly tabernacle is about to happen, even as our Lord Jesus Christ made known to me. But I will spare no effort to make it so that each of you, after my exodus, will be able to remember these things. Fellow saints of God, in Jesus' name, the words that I just read to you are taken from the last letter that Peter wrote shortly before his own martyrdom. We remember Peter, don't we? The last chapter of John, in one of our Lord's resurrection appearances, he called Peter aside and said to him something very poignantly and personally. Peter, when you were a young man, you dressed yourself and went wherever you desired, but when you grow old, others will bind you and lift you up, and by such a death you will glorify God. Our Lord is telling Peter he would die the torturous, excruciating death on a cross and thus glorify God. I've often wondered, how could Peter put up with that? He knew he was going to die on the cross, but he didn't know when nor where. I suppose if we use our imagination just a bit, after Peter became that famous apostle as related in the book of Acts, people might have said about him at first, oh, he's the one that denied our Lord. But maybe later on, in place of that, or in addition, they began to say, he's going to die on the cross like our Lord did. Well, however that may be, this we can know for certain. That cross, his death on it, was always in front of him, day and night. And how it must have, sadly, if you will, tormented him by the agony of his own sins. He knew the word that said to him, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. He knew he deserved to go to hell and die on the cross like that forever. My sins, not only did I deny, but my sins as an apostle. Oh God. But then also, more importantly, how his death in front of him on that cross would daily remind him of his Savior's death on the cross. Because my Savior took my place in my judgment before the tribunal of God. He suffered my place, my sins, my judgment, my hell, my death. I'm not going to die. Oh, I'll go through death, that terrible death on the cross, but I'll go to heaven. Death won't touch me. It can't conquer me. He conquered on the cross. How that must have inspired Peter to go on, no matter what. But also we can know for sure his death in front of him on the cross, how it would motivate him to do everything he possibly could to help anyone that he would meet, wherever he would go, to know God's judgment and those who repented, to lead them to the cross and have God's forgiveness and love as he had it in Christ. He would spend every moment, every treasure, every prayer, day and night, because he knew his time was short, whether years or months, days, to do everything he could to announce to everyone the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Peter has left us a wonderful legacy, hasn't he? I don't know whether you ever thought about this, beloved brothers, sisters, saints of God, but from this text I would suggest to you that however you and I meet death, most certainly not by crucifixion, however, martyrdom is not out of the realm of possibility, but however that is, whether we meet death by a terrible crash on the highway or some physical torment that's tearing our body apart in the hospital, or we just fall asleep at a home at night in bed. However we meet death, by our death, you and I will glorify our Lord Jesus Christ just as Peter's death did. And you know, not to become morbid, but we should always have our death in front of us. Our Lord could come before we die, as Paul was hoping, but he went through death, didn't he? Had his head cut off in martyrdom. We should always have in front of us, every morning, every evening. And how it will remind us, too, like it did Peter. We don't deserve to go to heaven, do we? We don't deserve anything from God. Our sins, and pastors especially, you're going to sin more than even your own people, if that's possible. Or we deserve to die in hell forever. My sin, the older I get, the more I realize that my sins are higher than Mount Everest. My death reminds me of that. But more importantly, as I live in repentance, and as you do too, kneeling at the cross of our Lord, our death in front of us, however it might be, and that's in God's hand. I'm so glad God hasn't told me how I'm going to die. I don't think I'd live with it like Peter did. But however it is, it reminds us of Jesus' death on the cross as we live with word and sacrament. Because our Lord Jesus Christ suffered our guilt and shame and torment and hell on the cross, death in the grave, he suffered for us. It is impossible to touch us. As Luther said, the only way that death can touch us now, it would have to pull Jesus Christ down from heaven, bring him back in the grave, and then it could touch us. That's impossible. Because of his death, we go through it. It can't touch us. We go through it no matter what the suffering is, to eternal glory there and then forever in resurrected body on new heaven and earth. Our death reminds us of that, doesn't it? But also, as it did Peter, our death in front of us ought to motivate us to give it everything we've got to witness to other people about God's judgment and then the wonderful forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. Every prayer, every talent, every treasure, every moment, every second, every breath, all that we have, everything to dedicate it to helping people to come to know Lord Christ as future pastors. But however our vocation is, our time is short. Our time is short. Now, do everything you can. And your death reminds us of that in mind too. To give your life to help others to come to Christ. And thus, brothers and sisters, however you meet death, it will be our last amen to our faith, our confirmation of the victory we have through Christ's death and resurrection. And thus, it will glorify God, our Lord Christ. And it will be our legacy to all those who know us. Very soon, we're going home. We're going home. By way of the cross. By way of the cross. I thank you.